Blog Talk Radio.
You tell them that you're making money, you're getting how you live,
They're making trap music about how you're killing each other. For what? Younger citizens? Man, come on. We got to get real. This is 2016. It's time to get out of this sleep. It's time to wake your ass up and realize that there's a war going on, and you are the victim and the prey. You are both. You're being deceived, deceitful. You're being messed up by the media. Yeah, target Bill Cosby. I don't think he did have some things they say he did. But you know what it is? They do it to every black man that's successful. They tear him down. They make him worthless. We as a people got to stick together and fight for our own. We got to do that for ourselves. I'm just being real. Real is real. We got to grow up and get better. Stop being ignorant. Stop being stupid. Stop spending money on stuff you know you can't afford just to pop off. To who? You spend all your money on Jordans for what? You don't have money for. You spend $200 on a pair of sneakers, but then you don't have an outfit for a job interview, like a nice press shirt, some slacks, or some dress shoes, and a nice belt, and a tie if you need it. You don't have none of that, but you can get some Jordans. You got J's on your feet. Real is real. Grow up. Be honest with yourself. That was my beginning of the show, food for thought or something to ponder on. Grow up. Stop wasting money on nothing. I'd like to give a shout out to Ruby Webb and Gatson, Stacey Jason, Shane, to my nieces, to my nephew. If you have any questions, email me at weldonrwomen2@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonrwomen2@gmail.com. Check out my website, chefremonwelden.com. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. Please check out the show. I hope you love it. Today is Food for the Soul menu. Chicken Alfredo with vegetable California blend. Today's dessert, $1 million brownies. Today's drink, Long Island iced tea. Food for the soul thought. Don't give up this for that. Don't give up what you have for what you think you should have. That's going to tie to the subject of today's subject. That's going to tie into today's subject. What is yours is yours. Welcome to the Food for the Soul. We're going to get into the juice, the juicy part, the entree part. What is yours is yours. You know something? A lot of times people get divorced for all the wrong reasons. A lot of times you get into a relationship for all the wrong reasons. A lot of times you're looking for sugar when you need some sustenance. You need some entree. You need some chicken and potatoes. You need some steak and steak and rice or vegetables. What I'm saying is you need something with something to it. Sometimes the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Sometimes people say all the right things to make you feel good because you like to feel important. Or you want, like I said, you want to be Fred for Jody. Fred working hard, Fred treating you like a queen, Fred paying all your bills, he's taking you out when you want to go out, he's treating you like you're supposed to be treated. But because Fred worked hard, he has a no-nonsense way of living. Fred not good for you, but Lord, you love Jody, because Jody make you feel good. See, Jody make love to you, make your toes curl, make your nails pop. Make you sweat your perm out. See, joy do all those things that make you feel good. See, you leave Fred for Jody, which is stupid. But see, Jody ain't got time for you because Jody making other people nails and toes curl up, making other people flip their perm out. But see, you was the apple of Fred's eye. Fred loved you from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. He loved every little thing about you, the good and the bad. But see, Fred wasn't good enough for you. So you left Fred for Jody. And that's going on right now today. It's going on probably right now. You're leaving your good man for a bad one. Man, you got a woman that'll cook and clean, treat you like a king, build you up and not tear you down, take care of the kids, help them with their homework. But, oh, no, that ain't good for you. You want a jazzy belle. You want a loose woman because she got to put that thing on you. She got to give you that y'all be making jungle love. You be making a sway from the ceiling. So Bertha ain't no good for you. Because Bertha, she, you come home, she got a house roll, got a little black thing on her head. She done work hard all day. Come home and slave in the kitchen, making you a hot meal. Making sure the house clean. That's boring. Oh, you don't want that. You don't know old fast Susan. She wears stilettos. Her dress up to her stomach. She know how to pop that coochie. She know how to twerk. She know how to make you. She be doing things to you that's illegal in all 50 states. She give you that good love. So guess what you do? You pack up your little bag. Oh, you didn't even pack up your little bag. You leave Beth to go to the trucking machine. The one that had to throw it back and catch it. So you leave a good woman for something that ain't so good. But then you realize, guess what? You ain't the only one that been there. Your boy's done been there. Your daddy done been there. She an old hoe. Even your granddaddy done been there. She stopped by him on the 1st and the 15th. So she a generational something else. What I'm saying is you're leaving it. What's yours is yours. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to beg for it. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to trick for it. You don't have to do anything because it's yours. You walk into your own glory. But a lot of times we want it right now. So right now, getting a lot of people in trouble. Your financial breakthrough is coming, but you can't wait for then. So you go to check in the loan. You go to tie the loan. They put your hockey cough. And now you're trying to kiss rides with people. And now you're mad with people because they don't want to pick your behind up. Can you blame them? You should have thought about that before you did it. But no, you don't think things through. You are emotional. You don't think about the long-term effect. All you think about is the good time. See, good time get people in good trouble. You got to think past the good time. You got to think about your future. See, a lot of times people don't think about their future because they think about a good time. And for now, they don't think about later. But what do you do when later comes? I wonder, what do you do? To be a guest call in, 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. Email me at wldonr112@gmail.com. If you have any questions or feedback, once again, that's wldonr112@gmail.com. Or check out my website, shepherdmoneweldon.com. We'll be right back. what's yours is yours. See, a lot of women, they get caught up in, I want to get a man to show to my girlfriend, or I want to brag about this. So that's what you do. You spend all your time trying to find a figment of your imagination. See, you got to do with that, checking you out for dinner, getting your fingers done, helping you with groceries, helping you with all the stuff that you need to get done. But guess what? That's not good enough for you, boo-boo. So now you dismiss this guy that treated you like a queen because you want better. You're entitled to more. You're getting your needs and your wants confused. So now you take to looking for your dream man or the idea that you think is yours. Yeah, boo, I'm talking about you. You're screwing up because that's what you do. That's your nature. And see, you go to church every Sunday. You go to every program. Lord Jesus, send me a good man. Send me a man that give me respect and treat me with respect. One that won't dog me out or cheat on me. You get that. Or you get afraid. Oh, no, you don't want Freddie. You want Jody. Because Jody got a six-pack. Jody dressed the way you think a man should dress. But Jody don't do that for you because he doesn't for you to do for him. So now you leave Fred because you think Fred ain't what you need or what you want. But see, Fred is exactly what you need and what you want. But because you want to feel good. You want somebody to play in your tail. Because you hot in your tail. You don't think about the bigger picture. So now you wonder why I can't find a man. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You had a man. It wasn't good enough for you. So guess what? That man don't move on and find him. I'm not going to treat him like somebody. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. What I'm saying is, you got to realize something. There is 30 to 40 women to every single man. 30 to 40. And a lot of these women are willing to cross state lines. So you're not going to compete with women in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. So you compete with women from three different states for one man. The numbers don't lie. What I'm saying is, I ain't saying set up for everything, but if you know somebody that treat you good, giving you respect, giving you honor, taking you out every now and then, and all they ask you to do is treat them good and don't complain, why are you complaining about? Why do you think you deserve so much more? Why do you think you should just come in and live off somebody else's dream and vision? See, that's what a lot of women want to do. They want to move in and live off somebody else. But boo, what is yours is yours. But see, sometimes what's yours, it just came to me. Somebody traded in their birthright for some soup. That's what people are doing now today. They're giving up the greater for nothing. Yeah, he gave up his birthright because he was hungry. He didn't see the importance of his birthright. He didn't see the importance of what was worth, what was his. He already had it, but he didn't see the value of it. So he traded in for nothing. That's what the moral of the story is. You have a good man that works. He might not make all the money that you think he should make, but it's an honest day dollar. He's not out there slinging rocks. He's not selling dope. He's not there pipping or tricking. He's out there working an honest job, making an honest day pay. But boo, because you want MK bags, you want J's on your feet, you want Elizabeth Taylor perfume, you want the final things in life. So that man good, not good enough for you. But to my African-American women, corporate America don't give a darn about you. All they want is your money. So you willing to trade in a good man for somebody that don't care about you. So you want to give them your money that you work hard for, boo-boo. And now your life off, You can't pay your cable. You can't buy a tire for your car, but you got on J's. You got on MK bags. You got on Coach bags. You got $200 weave in your hair. Mm. And your refrigerator empty. What I'm saying is don't give up your birthright or what's already yours because for something that you think you should have. That's what a lot of people are screwing up at. They're giving up what they already got because they think they deserve better or they should have better. They don't sit still. But see, that's the thing. Sit still and be quiet for a minute. Don't always talk so doggone much. Just shut up and listen. Don't always got to argue your point because nobody want to hear what you always got to say. What I'm saying is what's yours is yours. You should keep what already you already got. But no, we don't want to do that. You already got a car paid for it because it's not an up-to-date model. We traded in for something newer. Now you got high taxes. You got a car payment. You still got to buy gas. Ain't no job, no guarantee. But that's what you want. You want the best. You're trading what you already own to get an apartment. It might not be the fanciest house in the world, but it shows. All you got to do is fix it up. Remember, you can't take it with you when you go. But what do we want to do? We like to impress people.
Estoy arreglando.
A sports car is designed for speed. So it's built lighter than an SUV or any other car because it's built for speed. So if you add extra weight to it, which is not designed for that, it's going to slow it down. I know you think 48 is looking on your Camaro. I got you. I understand. We're not designed for that. What I'm saying is don't trade in your birthright of what's already yours for something like a bowl of beans. Don't be tricked or deceived by your enemy. Don't let your enemy tell you that you don't have self-esteem or you are worthless because you don't have this item. They don't care about you. All they care about is they failed. You don't get it by now. They don't give a darn about you. They want you to consume and buy everything to make yourself feel important while they take the money. See, the stuff that they design don't mean nothing to them, but your money do. Don't trade in what's yours for something of no value or you think has value, because what's yours is yours. If you got a good husband, keep him. If you got a good wife, keep her. If you got a good woman, keep her. If you got a good man in your life, stop trading in what you already got good to want to show off, to make other people say, ooh, she got a good-looking man. But he beating the hell out of you at night. Well, what sense does that make? You have a man that adore you, rub your crusty feet when you got up from work, cook your dinner, pay the bills, treat you like somebody. No, that was not good enough for your black behind. And no, I'm not a racist. That was not good enough for your behind. So what you do? You go get somebody look better, or you think look better. Now you got black eyes, broken arms, cracked back, feet, legs all messed up, all bruised up. Your self-esteem is zero. He tore you down to nothing. But see, when somebody's uplifting you, that was not good enough for you. See, that's what I'm saying. What's yours is already yours. And women, if you know you got a couple of kids, a couple of grandkids, and you need a dude that working and don't have any kids, and he like you for you, don't be so stupid to talk about, I want somebody that's got stability. You're not stable. I'm going to throw that out there. You're not stable. Why do people always try to seek something they don't already got? And that's something. You're trading this for them because it looks good or because it feels good. And then you have nothing. So you spend all your time laying on your back for dudes because they say the right things and they offer you the right deals. Why is your love for sale? Are you a whore, a slut, a jazzy bear? Oh, yeah, you go to church faithfully every Sunday. You go to every program. You even do a little two-step. But what are you really? You're a prostitute undercover. You're worthless. That's why you give your goods up to anybody that make you feel good. Because that's what you want. You want to feel good. You don't want to help build up nothing because you think you're better than that. You're walking around like you're a poodle. But you're really not a poodle. You're a shih tzu. What I'm saying is, you're a sooner. A sooner is a mix of this, and a mix of that, and a mix of whatever. You're not even a purebred dog. And that's what your problem is. You're not even a purebred, purebred person. Your mama had you with another man, another woman's husband. You don't even know who your real family is. You don't even know your bloodline. You came in the world like that, a mix up, a mess up. But things do happen, and I'm not throwing you under the bus. But now you got to come into your own glory and realize that when somebody treats you good, respect that, honor that, love that. Your last husband treats you like a dog and left you with a whole bunch of children. Now you want somebody to take care of you, and you're a mess. Why should someone come say? Why should somebody be called, come along and be kept in favor hope? That's the problem with a lot of people right now. They play that role. And that's why people doing playing roles. Trying to get this for that. Trying to get that for this. But they don't know what's yours is yours. But what we do, we trade it in for a better model. The better model got flaws. You know why the better model got flaws? Because it hasn't been tested yet. Everything brand new ain't always good. Woo! Can I say that one more again? Everything that's brand new and always good, it's got some flaws in it. It got some kinks in it. It's not perfect. But sometimes an older vehicle holds a lot better than a newer one. I was going to throw that out there. Like food. Food always tastes better on the second day than when you cook it fresh. What I'm saying is, keep checking out Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon. Remember what shows is yours. Keep the valuable stuff in your life and let the trash go. Just call in 646-915-9934. Once again, just call in 646-915-9934. Email me at wldonr112@gmail.com. Check out my website, shepherdmoreweldon.com. And the show's about to end. But ladies and gentlemen, this is food for the thought. This is real talk. If you find you talking to the dude or you talking to this woman and you don't talk back to them, somebody listen to what they have to say. Remember that. What you don't do, somebody else will gladly do with a smile on their face. So if you think you don't want to cook for this man, somebody else is. Women, if you feel like you don't want to hear what this man got to say, somebody else listening. And you wonder why your good man or your good woman left you because you're acting like an idiot, a jerk, a fool. Okay? Keep on thinking you got it together and you by yourself independently, by yourself. Heart broke, headache, stressed out, couple kids. And you wonder, why is I'm like this? You better get at yourself and do better. Remember, 646-915-9934. Just call in. Have a good day. Be great. Love, break, and change. And remember, what's yours is yours. Deuces. Love you.
RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí. Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió. A mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no. Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena,